This podcast is brought to you by Q Radio 105.1, the number one top 40 music station in the Philippines. Listen to today's most important news and topics with a touch of K-pop, J-pop, C-pop, and all that pop.
It's also the number one Manila radio station in TikTok and home to the Radio DJ and Sneak You Challenge. Yep, you know what I mean. Shout out to Matt, who's already listening to Q for 2 hours while stuck in EDSA.
Oh my god, the traffic. Anyway, it's airing nationwide. 105.1 Metro Manila, 93.1 Davao, 90.7 Cebu, 99.1 Bacolod, and 105.1 Baguio. Q Radio. Q is good for you. This podcast episode is brought to you by Offbeat Communications, a media startup that levels up your storytelling with end-to-end production of content videos. Be it product launches, events, or feature interviews, amplify your brand and personality with a video to show.
Happy to say that there's no other people leading this besides your host, Matt and Lance. You're sure to experience the same level of production, hosting, and creativity as what you're used to. Konting maskengkoy lang kami dito ni Matt. Mga ka-offbeat, let's bring your content to life. Inquire now in Facebook and Instagram at offbeatcoms.ph. You can also hit us up in email offbeatcoms.ph@gmail.com. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Matt. No, here's another day, another podcast episode, right? Matt, puro una kong tanong sa'yo, pare. Mainit ba dyan? Mainit ba dyan? Summer na sa Pilipinas.
Super. As in, like, you have to have the fan on, like, 24-7.
Exactly, diba? I'm sure matagal-tagal ka rin nakabukas ng aircon, right?
Hindi naman.
At napapadalas ang bisita natin sa ref, diba? The past few days, no? So, tipid-tipid tayo sa kuryente, Matt. Anyways, Matt, I remember, no, last season, we had a career on science as well, right? We interviewed a science researcher and from the Philippine Nuclear Institute, si Una Neri, diba? Where she talked about the life of a science researcher, diba? So today, Matt, science na naman tayo. I would say science, no? Science, engineering, diba? And ready ka na bang ma-information overload, Matt, no? With our episode today. Okay. Matt, can you tell our audience anong career yung itatakal natin today?
Well, in today's episode, we are looking into the career of an electrical engineer. What makes this career different from other engineers? Why we should care about electricity besides the bills that we pay? And what are the possible career paths? No, if this is your course or if you study this, no. Meral ko na ba yung ano mo, yung only in only path mo, diba? So, yeah.
Oo nga eh, diba? I you know, Matt, our guest today is a very special previous colleague of mine, diba? Kaibigan ko to.
Right.
And I would think that he's one of the most humble, pleasant speaking engineers back when I was working in Meralco, no? Alam mo naman, pag mga engineers, Matt, pag nagsasalita yan, diba? Very technical. Buti na lang itong engineer na guest natin today really knows how to dissect things, really knows how to keep it layman, diba, for our audience, diba. So, he is a former head of Meralco Power Lab, diba. But I think as of late 2022, he has now migrated to Canada and is now working for key accounts in Hydro Ottawa, no. And he has been the face of so many Meralco commercials before. Diba? Especially when he orients us on energy efficiency, what appliances to buy, how to save up on consumption, diba? Ang dami niya ng commercials, right? So, this is not anything new to him, but hello, welcome again, and magandang umaga from the Philippines, Engineer Alfred, and magandang gabi from Canada. Matt, can we bring in Engineer Alfred to the show? Ayun!
Hello!
Engineer Alfred! Hello.
Hello, ayun. Ayan. Good morning. Good morning, Jan, right? So, yeah, good evening here from Ottawa. Kamusta kayo?
Ayun naman, okay naman kami, engineer, no? Medyo naingit kami sa weather mo dyan sa Ottawa, no? ngayon dito sa Pilipinas, medyo kumikita ang Meralco dahil napakainit ng weather natin.
And yeah, and definitely, no, kapag you know, kapag mainit ang temperature, it has an effect, no. Sometimes it's really significant effect on our consumption.
Yun, oh, di ba? Yeah, Engineer Alfred, you know, I just want to get this out there, no. I mentioned earlier, you're one of these engineers na sobrang komportable when explaining, you know, things and laymanizing things for the common audience. Ano ko umabot sa point na to, engineer, no? I know your background, napaka-technical na yan, right? But how did you get into, you know, drilling this down for audience, no? In a nutshell.
Nako. Actually, I hope I can give justice to all that you said, ano? Well, sa totoo lang yan, that's really the challenge, especially if you're coming from a technical background.
Yes.
You know naman, if you are an engineer in whatever discipline, no, whether electrical, chemical, mechanical, you know, parang ang view sa kanila is, you know, they are back-end folks.
Yes.
They are people who are sometimes nga in solitary. Ang kaharap lang probably are the machines, the equipment, you know. And yeah, so parang ang tingin sa kanila behind the scenes, and you know, they do all this number crunching, they do all this analysis, they do the design, so operations and maintenance. So parang hindi mo sila nakikita in the ano, in the public eye. So that's really the challenge. And when I was in college taking up engineering, syempre it's all very technical, ano? So sometimes you wonder, ano ba tong mga pinag-aaralan namin, no?
Exactly.
How can this be? Kasi sometimes it's just everything is floating in your head, eh. No? All these concepts, all these, and it's difficult, ah. I'm telling you, it's not very easy. So if you are not focused, if you are, alam mo yun, nadala ka lang, napagaya ka lang, na nag-engineering yung mga kabatchmates mo, nag-engineering ka na rin. So, it can really be, ano, be difficult. So, yeah, going back, so it's very technical. Kaya, yun talaga yung challenge, you know, in how to simplify all this, no, into layman's terms.
Yeah.
Ideas and concepts na mas maintindihan ng public, no, ng consumer. Yeah. Na ngayon because of social media, di ba? Parang everything is it's in bits and pieces and it's kailangan easily digestible and dapat madaling maintindihan, no, for the
tama
folks out there. So yeah, very challenging. So hindi ko rin alam kung paano ako napunta dito, no. when I started in Meralco, I started in the business centers. So it's ano rin, ano, it's there's some the foundation is there, electrical engineering. So we were handling you know, service application and all the technical things, no. So I remember nga dun is that kapag merong mga complex questions, it's always referred to the engineer. Alam mo yun, yung mga customer
exactly,
questions.
Exactly.
If it's difficult, if it's complex, if it's very technical, it's always being referred to the engineer. And probably dun siguro, no, my experience being in the business centers of Meralco has really helped a lot in terms of balancing all this. From a very technical perspective back in college.
Yes.
And
kailangan mo i-explain, no, engineer?
Oh, yeah.
Kailangan mo
puro numbers, puro concepts, like ano ba, right. Ohm's law, power law, and you know, all of that. Na yun nga, back then, sometimes you don't appreciate paano ba ito makakatulong sa buhay ko? Or yes. Diba? So, yan. So, going to Meralco, so, yun nga, I was in the business center, so, nagkaroon ng balance, no? So, parang, teka lang, this is not really purely technical, and you have to develop some other skills, no? Kasi yes. Hindi kayong ano, eh, hindi kayong nasa likod lang.
Yes.
And you know, just checking all this, if you're in the facilities, checking all the equipment, if it's working properly, if it's in order, and then you just do maintenance works, or kung in some other fields naman, you do the design.
Yes.
Diba? And then that's it. No? And this time, you are actually customer facing.
Yeah. No? Galit yung nanay. Galit yung nanay na, na pinutulan na siya. Eh. Ano?
And it's really, parang, di ba, pag sinasabi nga nila, it's a different animal.
Yeah.
Kasi you get to interact with different kinds of folks, different kinds of people. Some are okay, some are not, some are irate, some do understand, some, you know, it's coming from all walks of life. Eh. You know, some are technical, some are not, some medyo legal ang dating. Diba? So, with that kind of experience of interacting with different kinds of people, no, from the ordinary folks, residential folks, to commercial people, to industrial people, to even government people, politician. So, parang there's really more to just being technical about it. Yeah. So dun ko nakita na there's a lot of aspects na, you know, and it's also a skill that you'll have this that you kailangan because you could effectively communicate.
Correct.
Diba? Nung college nga yan ang laging usapan, no? Nakapag engineers hirap daw hirap mag-express.
Exactly.
Naisip
ko nga engineer.
Explain in English yung mga tipong ganun.
Oo. Naisip ko engineer, baka kaya sa Meralco, one setup is the engineers like yourself are closely in the same room or at least in the same floor with marketing professionals, no? 'Di ba? Mm-hmm. Para talagang may konting synergy, may konting training para sa inyo, right? On how to communicate it to these people, right? So shout out pala kay Ma'am Deza Lim of Meralco and Sir Tony,
yeah.
No? Sir Tony of Meralco. Salamat sa mga trainings ninyo sa amin.
Actually, yan pa Lance, no? You hit it right. When I moved to Lopez building, no? So
yes.
From business centers napunta na ako ng Ortigas. Marketing and customer solutions. So ibang dynamics na rin naman to ulit.
Exactly.
Di ba?
Exactly.
Kasi from this time, before kasi sa business center, naka-focus ka lang dun sa area of jurisdiction mo eh.
Tama.
Diba? Like in my case, I was assigned in Manila. So I was handling the areas of Tondo, Binondo, Manila, no? So, pero when I moved to marketing and customer solutions, parang, teka lang, hawak ko na yata ang buong franchise ng Meralco.
Oy.
Wow.
Ano, diba? Kasi from a certain locality, back then I was just handling Manila, so I was just dealing with the customers of Manila. Now, yes. I'm actually dealing with the entire customer base of Meralco,
exactly.
Especially when I was assigned to Power Lab.
Yes.
So it's a different kind of ball game again. So I need to refresh and, you know, refresh my engineering knowledge, especially on the electrical and energy side. Kasi medyo magkaiba rin yun, ha? Magkaiba yung electrical engineering at saka energy engineering.
Ooh,
so, yes, okay. In our case kasi, since, of course, it's really about energy, no? So it's energy engineering. But they are very much similar, no? In such a way na yung mga concepts about power, electricity are pretty much the same. Yun din yun. No, but
yes.
Pagdating kasi sa energy engineering, meron ka ng meron ka ng concepts of, you know, consumption, di ba?
Yes.
And energy is not just electricity.
Yeah.
It can come in various forms, no? Di ba? Iba-iba ang energy sources natin. We have solar, we have wind.
Yeah. Okay.
We have sa Philippines wala, no?
Yeah.
No, pero dito talagang number one source namin, well, particularly in Ontario, it's really nuclear and hydro.
Yeah.
No? Yeah. Sa atin kasi medyo coal-based pa rin.
Yes, coal-based
pa rin. Konti pa eh. Tsaka sa renewable, no? So, yan. So, yan yung things about energy, no? So, malawak din siya. But again, they are very related, very similar. Yung foundation mo sa electrical, of course, gamit na gamit ko rin when dealing with energy, no? So, yun, no? So, I have to refresh again. kasi medyo iba na yung ginagawa ko dito. We are more on research and testing and product development and customer education. Okay, so the same challenges I had when I was in the business centers to laymanize and simplify all these technical concepts and aspects. This time naman, it's pretty much the same, but more on, you know, education, on energy efficiency, on how to save, on how to be, you know, to conserve, to be efficient. So, ayan na, alam na ni Lance yan, ano, lahat ng mga ginawa namin for the programs like Bright Ideas, Power Ideas. So, all of that is really to help out to our consumers on how to be energy efficient. So, yun din. I think the training that I had when I was in the business centers, interacting with people, doing information campaigns, helped a lot, no? When I transitioned or moved to customer solutions, because you know it's a much wider audience. I didn't expect nga na ano eh, na I would come out on, you know, radio, TV, and doing all these forums for the customer. So I think yeah, it really helped when I was in the business centers all the way when I transitioned. So that's why siguro actually ewan ko kung maniniwala kayo, sa totoo lang mahihiyain ako.
Wow. Talaga yeah. Naman, ha?
Yeah that's yeah. true mahihiyain talaga ako, but you know, kasi wala akong choice eh, no?
Yeah.
When I was in the business centers, I have to go out, I have to face customers, whether uh-oh, irate yan or whether they're okay, maayos kausap, or diba?
And I would think, engineer, no, dahil you broke out of your shy shell, yeah, sobrang nag-multiply yung reach ng taong natutulungan mo. Diba?
Oh, yeah.
Now people know how to look at orange tags to just find how much their ref would consume later on, diba? Or how to say, how to buy the right size of aircon, diba? So, engineer, yeah, ibang beast pala kapag ang engineer nabigyan ng bosses. Diba? Kapag nabigyan siya ng confidence, oh, diba?
True.
I love it. I love the combination, diba?
Oh, pero engineer, I guess I have a question, no? It's one thing to explain to people what is yung electricity, kung may complaints man sila. Mm-hmm. You mentioned about your transition from the different sectors of Meralco, no?
Yeah.
But then, I guess it's another point entirely na you're featured in these like media engagements, radio engagements, these commercials, these social media posts as well. Parang how did that come about na you're the face of, you know, explaining and laymanizing everything, no? Parang parang yun yung gusto kong i-explore, no? Ayun.
Oo nga eh, paano nga ba? Actually, hindi ko rin alam ano kung paano talaga na paano ako napunta doon. Well, okay, when I moved to marketing and customer solutions, I was given the responsibility to handle Power Lab. So Power Lab is a research and testing facility. So dito ginagawa lahat ng tests, no, for appliances, equipment, and basically all the learnings that we get there, we share it to the customers, no, as part of our, you know, mandate also to educate the consumers about energy efficiency. So hindi lang siya ano eh. So the concept really about Power Lab is not just you know, a desktop research of what's the consumption of an aircon or how much will you save if you do this, if you do that, but we want it to be tested. Okay, we want it to be, you know, to really put some credibility to it, no, that we did a lot of tests and these are the results, and this is normally kasi of course pag nag-research ka lang, probably it may not be also in the proper context. Like for example, probably baka yung research mo is in a you know, for example in the US or Canada territory where the temperatures or the weather are really different, so it might not be applicable to, you know, the Philippine or the local setting. So kaya doon namin naisip na ano eh, we really have to do this, no, in the local context, in the local setting, our temperatures, no, and backed up by research, no, because we have marketing intelligence na nakikita natin ano bang behavior ng customers natin, no. We were surprised to find out that actually some of our customers na nag-iiwan ng ref na nakabukas, thinking na not nakabukas, but they turn it off, no, they turn it off overnight because thinking that they would be able to save, and then they will plug it back in the morning. So may mga ganon, no, may mga ganon kaming nadidiscover na behavior ng ating mga consumers, no, and that's one of our role, is really to myth bust all this, no, all these myths about electricity or energy practices, and let's put some science into it, no. Makakatulong ba? Will it help? No? Will it help? Will it help you save, or it will not? So yeah, that's the idea behind Power Lab. So akala ko, I was just doing all that. Doing all the technical
thing. Research.
Yeah, doing all the studies, doing all the research, and then okay, marketing, this is the information. Okay, you can now share it to our
disseminate.
Customers.
Disseminate. Ito yung script mo, no? Ito yung script mo.
No?
Mag-take na
actually,
tayo.
Not even that. I never thought na one day, ako na pala mismo yung magdi-deliver nun.
Exactly.
Diba?
Exactly.
So I just thought that I just do all these studies, no? And then all this relevant information, yeah, and discoveries for our customers. And then I will let marketing do the, yeah, of course, yeah, do their job to cascade, to communicate, yeah, and share all this to our customers. But no, probably they needed a face.
Oh, hindi lang face. I mean, face wiser, yes. Pero yung credibility that an engineer brings. It's like a doctor. It's like a doctor when they try to communicate how important vaccination is, right? Ganun din yung sa inyo, engineer. Ba't naman kami maniniwala sa mga marketer lang, di ba, na possibly binibentahan lang kami, di ba, ng mga services nila. So,
So, diba? I was really surprised that, you know, parang, wow, parang, eh, paano to, shy type pa man din ako, tsaka I'm not really used to. Actually, yes. I'm not used to being interviewed. I'm used to, you know, probably talking to a large audience because of my experience doing information campaigns and you know, reaching out to Manila area lang, ano? For example, specific barangays lang, or you know, specific group of customers lang yung imi-meet mo, and then you'll do some presentation and discuss relevant topics for them. But never did I imagine that I will actually have a super big audience, no, in the platform of radio, TV, social media, you know. So it came as a surprise as well, and it's so nerve-wracking lalo na lang simula because I'm really not used to it, and but I guess it panned out well, diba? Habang dumadami yung mga engagements, no, yung mga TV, radio appearances and guestings, and I think it's ano rin eh, it's also fueled because of that, you know, passion and desire really to educate customers.
Ganda.
And trying my best to explain it in a way or in a manner na madali nilang maiintindihan. No? Sometimes it's really hard. Pero somehow, no, kinakaya-kaya naman, and really trying your best to ano, to simplify all that for the customers.
Engineer, kanina you mentioned iba pala, no? Iba pala ang electrical engineer, which is what we guessed you are, and an energy engineer, no? And an energy engineer, 'di ba? How does that differ, no, para sa mga nakikinig sa amin na mga career enthusiast?
Okay, so pag electrical engineering kasi, so you are definitely dealing with obviously electricity. So all the concepts involving electricity, the flow of electricity, the flow of power, concepts, principles, formulas related to that. That's the electrical engineering discipline. Now, when you move to energy engineering, it's not only about electricity. So meron ka na ditong involvement with all the other energy sources, no, like natural gas, fossil fuels. Sa renewable side naman, you have of course solar, wind, and then hydro. And then so it's now more of an interplay or connection of the different disciplines as well, from electrical, mechanical, so pati mechanical, and engineering economy, no, engineering economics, kasi
yes,
for example, you're gonna put up a solar facility, will it make sense, right? So in terms of balancing the costs and the savings that you're gonna get. Kaya nga here also, as part of what I do, we help customers assess and evaluate their energy business cases. So it's really about energy, whether it's electricity or gas, and then the economic side of it. And then also, of course, ngayon, pinapasukan na rin ng environmental side of it. Okay?
Right.
So, when you shift your focus to energy engineering, so yan na rin yung mga tinitingnan mo. So, about the energy source,
yeah,
about the economics, and about the sustainability and environmental side of it.
Parang it's closer to what a customer cares about. Yung binabayaran ko, yung impact ko to environment, di ba?
Yeah, true.
Ang galing ah.
Tama ba yung iniisip ko? Electricity, electrical engineer is all about electricity. How does it flow from one?
Yeah, it's the study of electricity. Yeah, it's basically study of electricity.
But for energy
engineering, it combines the field of electrical, mechanical, environmental science, and economics.
Okay.
Yeah, gotcha. Deals with generation and
transmission,
transport. Transmission, transportation, and the management of the use of energy.
Shit. Mas malaki pala, okay. No? Mas
kaya,
malaki pala.
When I assumed Power Lab, so it's not just electricity concepts.
Yes.
So you have ideas about energy management, right? So kaya alam mo yon, on nag-aral, of course inaral ko rin, ano, kasi I have the foundation, no, I have the foundation because of my electrical engineering background, but now when I'm talking about energy efficiency, energy conservation, so it's a different ball game. So you have to combine all that fields, kasi for example ang heating and cooling appliance equipment, actually, it's a mechanical discipline. HVAC. Now, I don't know if you've heard HVAC, heating, ventilation, and air conditioning. Mm. It's actually a mechanical system, right? But if it's powered by electrical, dyan pumapasok ang electrical engineering, right?
Ooh.
So this energy engineering, it's really the combination of all that fields, no, na nabanggit natin kanina, electrical, mechanical, environmental science, and engineering economics of all this, no. Kasi at the end of the day, if you want your project approved, for example, you have an energy efficiency project that you want to implement, does it make sense for the company? Does it make sense for the business? No, kasi baka mamaya it's so costly with tapos hindi ganun ka significant yung savings na makukuha natin and the carbon reduction that we're gonna get, so probably it's not worth considering, and assess and move to probably a different technology that could also support yung plans nyo on the sustainability plans, net zero plans, carbon neutral plans. Yun.
Yeah, engineer, I was talking you on LinkedIn, no, tapos nakita ko yung pangalan nyo, engineer, sa LinkedIn. Uh-huh. Alfred Iporak. R-E-E? R-M-E? L-E-E-D? GA. Okay, so engineer, okay. Earlier you mentioned you had a lot of career, sort of career transitions and career upskilling then, no? Can you talk to us about what these acronyms are? Diba? Kasi alam lang namin ni Matt, OMG. No? Yung sa inyo medyo... yung sa inyo, engineer, medyo marami, no? Can you talk to us about this? I guess RE is registered
electrical engineer.
There you go.
Okay, registered electrical engineer. Right. Okay, so actually ngayon nga I'm still working on some other things like being a certified energy manager or CEM.
Wow.
So yeah, actually now I'm naka-register na ako to have the exams for that.
Yes.
So and also I'm targeting to be a CMVP, no, certified measurement and verification professional.
Grabe.
Lead is
lead pala.
Green associate, no? So it's a program of the US Green Building Council. So yan naman is ano eh, more of sustainable cities, homes, and you could incorporate eco-friendly designs in the building construction, interior design. So marami ring ano yan, marami ring aspects na tinitingnan diyan, no? Like energy and atmosphere, water, air quality. So it's really ano, it's really all about environment and eco-friendly designs for buildings and cities. I think sa dyan sa Philippines may mga LEED certified buildings na rin eh.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I think it's not a lot, but I think there are a few buildings there that are already LEED certified, no?
Yeah.
Merong gold, silver, platinum certifications yan, eh, depending on the points that you get for being compliant to being an eco-friendly building. So, ayan, nag-take rin ako niyan and fortunately nakalusot.
Galing pala ni engineer.
So, I'm now a green associate and looking forward as well to specialized also in building design and construction at saka homes and cities.
RME.
Yeah,
RME
is a registered master electrician.
Uy, grabe naman.
Wow, master.
Wow, master na. Okay.
Pero hindi, hindi ko rin naman masyado na practice yung pagiging RME.
Yeah.
Okay. When I graduated kasi in college, you have the option to take both REE, licensure exams, and RME.
Yes.
Okay, so during that time, ang thought process ko kasi is, habang fresh pa, 'di ba? Sayang naman, i-take ko na both.
Might as well. Oh.
Might as well take them both. I don't know if the license will be useful later on. I don't have the answer for it that time, so hindi ko pa alam.
Uh-oh.
Basta sabi ko lang since it's still fresh, probably I should take it as well. So usually kasi kapag you're gonna take the REE, it's 3 days of exams. Most of the engineering graduates, yun lang kinukuha nila, no? REE, so 3 days of exams. And then for those who also want to take up RME, so you have a fourth day. So four straight days of licensure board exams. Kaya grabe rin talaga. Kaya I'm telling kanina na really engineering is you know, it's really a serious thing.
Grabe.
Hindi siya walk in the park. So you really have to put your focus, no, if you want to be an engineer someday in whatever discipline of engineering.
In terms of ano naman, engineer career paths, no, nakita ko sa LinkedIn, engineer, you call yourself a product manager, no, of I think Meralco Power Lab, no?
Yes, that's for Meralco
Power
Lab.
So kapag ba electrical engineer ka or energy engineer, usually like Matt earlier mentioned, di ba? Lahat ba sigurado Meralco na yung pupuntahan mo? Or meron bang ibang career paths rin dyan? Like, can they venture probably into like maybe software or different kinds of engineering later on? Pwede ba yan?
Hmm.
Yes, definitely. No? Kaya nga, as I mentioned kanina, if you are an engineering graduate, so medyo strong na yung foundation mo. And definitely, you have a lot of opportunities can open up for you if you're an engineering graduate. So it can also be a stepping stone to more specific study or areas of interest. As an engineering graduate, kasi you can have a variety of areas that you can work on. No? They can be employed, well, particularly for electrical engineers, they can be employed by electrical utilities, which is the likes of Meralco and Hydro Ottawa. Communications companies, what else? Manufacturers, for example, manufacturers of electrical and electronic equipment, consulting firms, and government work. No, so and very wide yung range niya, no? Manufacturing, processing, and even transportation industry, no? So yung roles naman will also vary, no? So of course, lahat naman ng mga graduates, no, starts as a knowledge worker. No? You start from, you know, may entry level ka, entry level position, it's a junior position. So you're a knowledge worker, but of course, it can open a lot of doors for you to be in management roles, even executive, no, or advisory. What else? Auditor and consulting, no, consultant roles. Yeah. So yeah, it's very ano talaga. It's it can open up a lot of opportunities. And as I mentioned nga, no, it's a stepping stone for specific areas of interest or study, no. Lalo na, for example, in my case, no, dahil na linya ako sa energy sector, kaya nagkaroon ako ng I tried to really study. Back then when I was in Meralco, I studied energy engineering concepts, no, energy efficiency, energy conservation, diba? Para makatulong din dun sa the thing that I do back then, which was Power Lab, no. And here, since I'm still connected with the energy sector, being in Hydro Ottawa, I took up certification programs in again energy management, and lead, and later on, you know, I'm trying to also be a certified energy manager and measurement verification professional. So you know, it opened up a lot of areas of interest for me. But you know, right now the focus is really on the energy side of it, or energy engineering and energy management.
Ayos. Engineer Alfred, no, question about ano, about you said that there's a lot of paths, no, pero
yeah,
napapunta ka sa ano, sa Meralco. Mm-hmm. For electrical engineer graduates, or at the time, no, parang how do they see Meralco? Is it like the Google of electrical engineers? Na,
oh yes,
people want to
definitely.
Ayun, people definitely want to end up in Meralco.
Oh, I think so. No. Kasi when, of course, nung medyo pag-graduate na kami, medyo yan na yung mga usapan, eh, no. Sana tayo after. 'Di ba? After all this hard work, after all this sacrifices, no, and then yung hirap ng being able to finish an engineering course. And ang next hurdle kasi is the board exams, eh. So right. Yan yung isa pang ano mo yun, kinakatakutan ng ng mga gagraduate ng engineering is really the board exams. You know, sometimes you're thinking na what if sa batch mo, no, malasin ka and then all of them passed and then except you. So minsan may mga ganung thoughts, no. So again, but you know, it's really when you're on your fifth year, so the discussions change from board exams, licensure exams, and of course, what's life after? No? San ba tayo papasok? Kasi again, ang lawak ng field, eh. Lawak ng field. But I guess sa atin, dyan, no, the target really of graduates is, you know, the top companies out there, no. And I think, in my opinion, number one din dyan is Meralco, especially for electrical engineering graduates and board passers. No, ako, in my case, that's really my target. So it's really Meralco. And then next is, I also targeted the generation side kasi again medyo nalilinya pa rin sa energy, no? Energy pa rin, no?
Right,
kasi I'm targeting the power supply chain, eh. If I can't get to Meralco, which is the distribution side of the power supply chain, I'll probably try also in the generation side. So these are the power plants. And
first gen, mga ganun, no, sir?
Yeah,
first gen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then the middle part, which is the transmission side, so NGCP, di ba? Or dati tawag is Transco, di ba? So
yes.
Okay. So I guess when you are in the electrical engineering field, so that's your target. That's mm-hmm. really your target. I remember nga
and you when, stayed. And you stayed.
Yeah. So probably I was also lucky. Because at that time, it was really like mass hiring for Meralco at that time. So we graduated at the right time. I guess I was just lucky. During that time, they're into mass hiring. And yeah, from there, it went out very well for me. That's why I'm really thankful, no, sa Meralco for this career, no, that actually I truly love, no? Yeah. I enjoyed every day na working. Wow. No, working with Meralco.
Yes.
Oh, ang sarap sa feeling, eh, especially when yeah. you can help out, when you can help out
the skill, diba? The skill that you can help. Grabe.
Yeah, exactly, that's true. And then later on when you move to a larger audience, no, when I moved to marketing, customer solutions, and Power Lab, so parang mas na multiply pa yung sense of purpose, eh.
Exactly.
Right, yung sense of you know, sense of meaning. And then when people reach out to you, to consult you and ask questions, actually even now I still receive some messages in Messenger. Na nagtatanong about energy efficiency, and sometimes even, you know, what's the best to buy, or is it the right time to buy or to replace this specific appliance or equipment. So even if, of course, my heart will always beat Meralco, no, kaya nakakatawa pa rin if some people back there still reach out and you know, in whatever way that I can help, I'm really really grateful and really want to help.
In retrospect, engineer, you spent 18 years in Meralco.
Wow, 18?
That's almost 2 decades, right? So,
yes, dapat ginawa mo ng 20.
Mula mula graduate ni Engineer Alfred, Meralco na siya, and he never left.
No, indeed, actually, no.
Time.
Ah, hindi actually, pa? Lunch, really? No. There's a funny story there, eh. When I graduated from electrical engineering, I was supposed to take the board exams in September of 2002. Mm. But unfortunately, I got hospitalized before the board exams.
Oh wow!
Days before the board exams, I got hospitalized. No, probably for, I don't know, reviewing too hard. I don't know.
Hindi ka naman nakuryente, engineer. Hindi naman.
But, you know, my potassium dropped and everything. Hindi ako makatayo. So, I don't know, probably over fatigue or whatever. Basta, I wasn't able to take the licensure exams of that year. So, tinake ko siya the following year. And then, from September, so that was May. So during that time, na alam mo yun, may gap ako doon. So I worked for a pharmaceutical company. Alam niyo, Unilab, familiar kayo doon,
yeah,
di ba?
Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. Okay, Katabi lang.
Ah. Oh, right. So I worked there sa warehouse.
Wow.
And about that time, I was also again reviewing and preparing for the board exams of May 2003. Okay, so yun. So after that, I took the board exams and luckily passed it. And so when nag-resign na rin ako doon. I resigned sa Unilab and then syempre, no, license ka na, eh, no, electrical engineer ka na. So, ang taas na ng confidence mo. It's a mix, eh. ang taas ng confidence mo because you're licensed, but at the same time, when you go about job hunting and see all these postings that they require X number of experience or should have experience in this and that, in this and that. So sometimes it disheartens you na, how can I even enter? How can I even enter because I don't have that experience or the number of years that they're looking for? But you try and try. You apply and apply. And coming on, when we were job hunting, we were passing by Meralco or Tigas. And ano-ano pa sinasabi ko noon eh, kasi sana naiinis ka because they're not even calling you, etc. Ganyan. So, and then, meron akong classmate who informed me that actually Meralco is hiring now. So, why don't you follow up?
Apply na.
Actually, I have an application. I have an application, but no response. Eh. So, I think you just have to follow up. Kasi yeah, I was advised by my classmate of mine that kasi ano siya, na interview siya. So he told me na, bro, try mo kayang i-follow up. So, follow up I did. And yes, yun na yun. Nagtuloy-tuloy na yun. Scheduled
and
for
the rest
interview.
Is history,
the rest
no?
is history. The rest is
20
history.
20 years after.
Actually, parang ano pa nga eh. Parang, nung una parang ayaw, medyo natakot din ako kasi they told me that, okay, they're hiring me and then they're going to assign me in Tondo.
Wow.
So, alam mo naman ang reputation ng Tondo, di ba?
Yes.
So, parang during that time, wow, parang scary, di ba?
Yes.
And then, ang layo ko pa kasi I live in Rizal. So,
wow.
But then okay. again, di ba, parang magiging choosy pa ba ako? Eh, di ba, Meralco na yan, di ba? So, yeah. So, medyo parang kinabahan ka lang, natakot kasi you're gonna be assigned there. But, the rest is history, no? And it went out well. Actually, that my stint there in Tondo really taught me a lot of lessons. No, not only in my career, not only the technical stuff, the technical knowledge, but in also character. Kasi, the different kinds of customers that that I got to engage with there. Talagang it really tested you, eh. Tested your patience, tested your character, and then how can you be able to perform under pressure, diba? Under pressure internally and externally. So, sobrang grabe yung naging experience and training ko dyan. So, yeah. So, lahat nung, that I become, it's all because of that experiences in life that you were able ganda. To
kudos,
overcome. Yeah.
Mm. Kudos, engineer. nakakatawa. Nakakatawa. Kalahe mo yun, Unilab ko pala dati. No?
Oo, nag-Unilab
ako. Those are things I didn't see in LinkedIn anymore. No?
Pero months lang yon kasi I was also reviewing for the board exams that time. At saka kasi since pharmaceutical siya, so sabi ko, baka hindi ako bagay dito
exactly.
Or probably if ever I have to transfer to probably facility operations maintenance but not in the warehouse logistics
okay engineer next part I want to ask you you being an engineer that's coming from a unique background having worked in the local scene, like you mentioned, a heart of Meralco, di ba? Local.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And now you've worked in Hydro Ottawa, right? In Canada, right? We want to know some... siguro, I'll ask maybe around 3 questions and then just tell us the difference between the local and the international scene, okay? So, siguro yung una, what is the difference of electrical technologies in the local scene versus the international scene? How are we faring there?
Okay. Here, kasi, the engineers here, or actually even, kasi pwede kasing ano yan, technologists, designers, technicians, or engineers, unahin ko na muna salary-wise, ha?
Okay.
Salary-wise, salary-wise, no, even if you are technologists or technicians here, it really pays well.
Wow.
Okay. It really pays well. And back there kasi, you know how important these skills are, di ba, right? Especially sa mga electricians, no? Lalo na sa Meralco, di ba? Yung mga lineman natin, di ba? Yung mga ganyan. So, they're very important, very critical. But I guess it's really also a function of the economy, right? So, I hope they can be paid more, especially because this is skilled jobs, no? So dito kasi yun nga, no, it pays well. Minsan nga nagugulat ako dito yung mga plumbers, yung mga technicians, naka 4x4 eh.
Grabe.
Grabe
naman.
Right. But again, nothing to take away from them kasi talagang mahirap yung trabaho,
yes.
No? So yes. It really takes a lot of skills, no, to be able to perform all those kinds of jobs, and they're really in demand here. So yeah, so in terms of salary, yeah, so that's yung isang major difference na nakikita ko, no, which I hope it changes, no, in time, no. What else? In terms of
technologies, engineer, kamusta?
Okay, sa technologies naman, I think we have a lot of engineering technology professionals here. So they are more on the design aspect. Okay. Particularly for the electrical side, so sa design ng mga equipment, no, design ng mga systems, so yan in demand ang mga technologies dyan. Okay, back in the Philippines, I'm not really sure how in demand they are.
Mm-mm.
Probably it's also, again, if the market is booming, no? Like sa atin kasi, I observed that while education is there, but I think the demand for energy efficiency projects is really not yet at the level of let's say here in the US and Canada, no? Sa atin kasi, it's still a developing market, no, and the demand is quite low, okay, and it's more driven by private sector, right?
Ooh.
Kaya tinan mo, di ba, even Meralco, it's a private sector ang Meralco, pero we're at the forefront of energy efficiency of
John, sa inyo, engineer, is it government-led?
It is government.
Wow.
It's actually it's both government and private sector, but the thing here is that the plans are really laid out well. So we have specific targets already in terms of net zero. Like, for example, in the case of Hydro Ottawa, we are targeting net zero by 2030. So, yeah, medyo ambitious kasi the government of Canada is actually targeting net zero by 2050. And electrification of the transport industry by 2040. So, wala ka na makikitang gasoline-powered cars here by 2040. So, again, the Hydro Ottawa is really a steps ahead, no? Again, it's ambitious, but that's the goal, no? Net zero by 2030, no? So, it's going back, it's really driven by both the private and public sector.
Yeah.
And lalo na dito ang talaga nakikita ko is that the support of government in terms of education, in terms of incentives, ang laki talaga ng difference. No? Here, yeah. You have a lot of... Kasi you have targets. You are mandating industries, commercial exactly. customers to go into energy efficiency, into conservation, into demand response, so in all that. So, and of course, it entails, you know, sometimes it entails big investment. So dito talagang they really fund and finance projects, yeah, energy efficiency projects through incentives. Ganda. So ang dami. Actually, nagulat talaga ako. Nagulat ako. I was really surprised that there are a lot of incentives that can be offered to customers here, both commercial and residential. Even ngayon nga, we're working on the Zero Emission Vehicle Infrastructure Program incentive. So ito rin, up to around $100,000 of incentives for yeah. those who will put up electric charging stations. Okay, so whether level 1, level 2, or level 3 chargers, you have, you know, you can save up to, you could apply for grants and incentives of for up yeah. to 50%, 50% of your project costs or a maximum of $100,000. So magkano sa pesos yun? Diba? So it's millions, diba?
Million, okay, million.
Diba? Yeah. Million. So that's, I think, 4.2, 4.3 million. Probably, tama ba? Nandika na, ano na ako sa math. Basta yun, 100,000 times 42. But anyway, so you can see, no? You can see there, nakikita mo na na with all the plans in place, there really support from both private and public sector. Sa Philippines kasi ang naging observation ko, well, I hope, baka nagbago na ngayon, no? But when I was still there, my observation kasi it's really more... private sector led. Of course, nandiyan ang government, but I think it's really not enough pa. Kasi I think ako rin, ano, what I've learned is that government has to set example. Right? Government has to set example. All their buildings and facilities should be, you know, energy efficient. Kasi dito, ganun din nakikita ko eh. Government is leading the way. Their buildings, their facilities, their transportation system, it's very efficient, no? So kapag nakikita mo kasi if government is leading the way and they're setting by example and they can, you know, provide all these programs, grants, incentives. So of course, ang laking tulong din nun sa private sectors and all those customers who are pursuing energy efficiency projects. So, yon in terms of those things, but I hope no with the passing of the Energy Efficiency and Conservation Law dyan sa Philippines, I think around 2019 yata no. So that will really move the needle no to drive in education and hopefully investments, incentives no to customers para yeah. talagang ano ma-achieve yung mga goals of a yeah. Transition no? Of the energy transition to a more sustainable yeah. one.
Engineer, in terms of people, you mentioned throughout your life you've been always upskilling, learning new mm-hmm. regulations, learning new skills. For our audience, no, people to follow or people to read about or you know authors in terms of learning electrical engineering or energy engineering or these HVAC systems, no, sinong mga paborito mo, engineer?
Ako, ano, sino bang paborito ko? Yung well, for example, for lead kasi ang dami niyang okay. when you become a lead member or associate, you have the access to a lot of materials eh, in terms of energy efficiency, conservation, building design, building envelope, solar, renewable. So all those things. Eh. So you can have access to all of that no, when you go into lead. And then red screen. So Red Screen is an energy management software. That's Red Screen. So that's what we mm-hmm. use here when we evaluate projects. systems, electrical systems, renewable energy systems. So kasi it provides you with all the calculations that you need in terms of the feasibility of the project sa technical side, and yes, then sa financial side, and then sa environmental side. So nandun na rin pati yung mga carbon computation. So if they can subscribe to Red Screen, and there are also courses available for that, it's highly recommended. Kasi ako ang dami ko ring natutunan doon, no?
Yes.
And it's global, you know. So even if your project is Philippines, for example, I could still use Red Screen, and it's applicable. Yeah, because all the NASA and weather data are all there. So even if your project is some other part of the world, all the relevant data needed is there. In terms of, for example, how much is the potential yield of a solar project in this location versus in this location? Yeah. So it's really helpful, no? And what else? There are training programs available, like for the Association of Energy Engineers. So Philippines, I think DOE is also into accrediting certified energy managers. So if you know, if that's your focus, if that's your calling or your path, di ba, in the energy sector, you could also, you know, try for those you know, training programs and certifications offered by the government, by DOE, or kahit ano, kahit private you know, training centers that really helps, no? Kasi iba rin yung nare-refresh kay, no? It's always a continuous process, yeah. You know, life naman is a lifelong education and journey for all of us. So we learn every step of the
maganda
way.
Mindset,
and if, yeah, and if there's a chance that you could improve yourself and become a better version of you, diba? Why not? Diba?
Yeah.
Mm. Especially makikita mo rin yan when you are at work and you could see the things na you're handling and you're dealing with, and you could know all these things, makikita mo na rin sa sarili mo on what specific areas in your professional career that you would want to work on, you want to add on, or you want to improve on. Ayun.
Galing. Engineer Alfred, actually, you know, I think what's so offbeat about you and why you fit our show, no, it's not because you're only an, REE, RME, LEDGA, whatever. No? It's not just because you're an electrical engineer, but that you're willing to learn and you're willing to adapt and you're very, very open to helping people and kind of like opening that impact, no? So I guess one last word from you for this show, no? What would be your advice for people, especially electrical engineers who want to make their way, to make their path, no? You can think back to what you how you were feeling 18 years ago, di ba?
Yung tagal,
like,
na,
like,
no?
What advice, no? Like, what advice would you leave you know, young electrical engineers or those who want to go into this field or this industry?
Okay, well, yun nga, no? I think to begin with, you should really set your mind to it. Okay, so kasi alam mo naman tayo pag high school, 'di ba? Pag graduating na, minsan nasisway lang tayo kung anong, 'di ba? Kung saan pupunta yung friends,
kaibigan, diba? Yeah.
Kaibigan, but really, you know, talagang think about it, no? Think about it kung saan yung path na gusto mo. And if you ever choose to take engineering courses, you have to set your mind that engineering is not, you know, it's not an easy course, actually. Whatever discipline, whatever major you would want to pursue in engineering, no? And particularly for electrical engineering, minsan kasi may mga ano eh, no? May mga myths about it, no? Like, for example, if is electrical engineering all about math? No. While, yeah, math is certainly an important part of electrical engineering, but it's not the only thing that matters.
Yeah.
So you have to have a strong understanding of applied sciences. No. So dyan papasok ang physics, material sciences, among other fields.
Wow.
And of course, para complete package ka, of course, yung other skills, no, other soft skills like
empathy,
comms, no, communications, relationship management, no.
Yes.
Ito kasi I don't know if the school mukhang hindi to tinuturo eh, no, but again, if, alam mo yon, maaaring hindi siya tinuturo, pero on in yourself kasi, in how you present yourself, even kahit nung college pa, no, if you know, if you train yourself to pag may mga presentation, di ba, you do it para ano, ma overcome din yung ano, yung kasi nga, again, the mindset kasi pag engineer, oh, back end lang ako, ah, di ba, I'll just do the analysis back end, no, wag mo akong paharapin diyan. Di ba? So, but again, when you go into the you know, the real stuff, no, the corporate world or in the pag nagtatrabaho ka na, is that you can be exposed to a lot of ano, to a lot of situations, a lot of scenarios. So you have to be flexible and adaptable.
Yes.
And hindi mo lang sasabihin na, no, I should only be doing this, or di ba, it's not part of my job description. But kasi ngayon iba na rin ang labanan, you know, there are a lot of things that you need really to work on and be flexible about. So meron ding ang tingin, electrical engineering is all about fixing electrical appliances or equipment, di ba? So hindi naman, ano, it can really, while we can work on that, no, but definitely yung expertise goes far beyond that, no.
Exactly.
So again, it's wide. Electrical engineering can involve a lot of you know, designing, developing, testing, which we did in Power Lab, no, and probably on the operations and maintenance side of electrical systems. So it's a wide range of applications, eh. And as mentioned kanina, maraming opportunities that can open up for you. So
yeah,
kung ang tingin mo lang is electrical engineering is just, you know, fixing things, fixing electrical things, so it's not, no. So it can open up a lot of things for you, a lot of areas, no. Kanina sabi natin, no, power generation, distribution, telecoms, control systems, and a lot of roles, no, can be, yeah, for you. So siguro what I could advise those people, no, that probably be interested in taking up electrical engineering is, you know, try to develop a strong problem solving skills, no. So kami na ano talaga noon, eh, I mean, tinatawag nila diskarte, di ba?
Oo.
So you have to be, you have to be creative, you have to be innovative, you have to be, you know, level up your game, kasi iba yung training, I'm telling you guys, no. Pag naka-graduate ka ng, and I think it also applies to probably other courses, no, like law, medicine, pag naka-graduate ka, sobra yung feeling na it's like you're so accomplished. It's because of, you know, of the difficulty, no, it took you, no, to actually pass, to actually complete, to actually finish the program or the course. So alam mo yun, carry that feeling, no, carry that feeling, kasi nakakaano yun, eh, it raises your confidence, even if pagdating mo sa real world, is that you feel like parang kulang pa ako, you feel like you don't have enough experience, no, but again, try to put that mindset or perspective that because of the training, because of the discipline, and because of the principles that you, concepts that you have learned, definitely you could adapt, you could engage, and you could do it, no, you just have to really try and try and try, no. And what else? Stay up to date. Stay up to date with the latest technology. Lalo na ngayon, information is very quick, easily accessible. Back then, ang hirap, eh, di ba? During our time, hindi pa dial up pa eh, no? I think dial up pa yung internet. So
we na kami umabot doon, engineer.
Hindi niyo pa inubutan yung grabe ah.
Hindi nata.
So alam mo yun, we resort really to going to libraries.
Yeah.
Diba? To wow. to do research, to study there, and ngayon take advantage of technology because it's yeah. really it's powerful. You know, all materials, yeah, exactly, powerful. All materials are easily accessible. So it's about no, I think about proper na maging up to date tayo with the latest technology, with yep. of course taking advantage also of technology, right?
Yeah.
So electrical engineering is rapidly evolving. Same with energy, diba? The landscape is, you know, shifting dramatically so fast. Dami nang nagbabago with the trends, like sa energy, smart grid, electric vehicles. And later on, magugulat tayo that we can actually do transactive energy. So it's like a peer-to-peer trading, right? So lahat yan enabled by technology, right? Diba? So ang bilis, no? It's a rapidly evolving field. Kaya it's important to stay current with the latest developments in technology, no? Okay, so what else? Of course, strong foundation in math and sciences, no? So that will really be a key. That will really be a big help. And of course, hindi dapat mawawala to. Of course, God first, no? So yep. Of course, prayers. Always seek for guidance, and always be thankful, no, for everything that's happening in your life, no, whether good, whether bad. So it's all about, you know, giving all the thanks and glory to our Lord, di ba? Parang ano, di ba? From Ateneo kayo, di ba? Right?
Opo.
Yeah.
Si ba? Sing admirium de gloriam, right?
Yes.
Yes.
So yun. So I think with that, with the combination of prayer, giving thanks, mm-hmm. and hard work, I think it's a surefire formula, no? In whatever field or that you want to pursue, whether you're still studying or whether you are working right now.
Siguro, as a closing, do you have anything that you wanna like promote or talk about, engineer? What are you excited about in the next few days lang?
Few days?
Yeah, or few months. Few days, few months, diba? Well, long run game pa lang engineering, no? Long run game.
Okay. Yeah, in fact, as I mentioned earlier, diba? So it's you know, it's because of you know, climate change, and the energy industry is rapidly changing. Diba? The energy landscape. Of course, big player here is the technology, no? The technological advances are really you know, making all this work, no? Kasi it's really difficult to make it 100% fuel source or energy source to be clean, right? So but again, technology is there. We're talking about energy transition, electrification, decarbonization. So these are the things that are, you know, that in a way really excite me, you know, because what's in store for us, you know? Now I'm seeing it here with the electrification of fleet, of public transportation, a lot of electric vehicles here, charging stations are being put up. So when I was there, parang laging pinag-uusapan pa lang din namin yan eh, di ba? About electric vehicles, about renewable energy technologies, and we are actually doing tests about it now. Specifically electric vehicles, no? We're doing some tests in the power lab back then. But sa nakikita natin, parang, you know, hindi pa rin ganun yung adoption eh, no? Not that high in terms of adoption, in terms of probably the regulations and policies in place. So it's still a developing market, no, for us in the Philippines. And moving here and seeing actually implementations, nakaka-excite siya, no? So I'm really looking forward to the next phase of the energy transition or no. But really, it's all about the environment. It's all about balancing the economic side of it, balancing the sustainability side of it, and the affordability side of it. No, so yan yung sinasabi nilang energy trilemma eh. So it's really a balance of those things.
Yeah.
And before kasi we're just focusing on, you know, on energy, on the prices, but
yeah,
we neglect the environment and the social side of it. But now it has to be a balance, and a lot of plans, roadmaps, and pathways to net zero are being discussed, are being planned out. And this is really something to really look forward to. And again, I think Meralco is in the right way, in the right direction, no? Especially in the things that we do, when we educate our customers, no? So, and we started it, no? We started it in Power Lab. A lot of campaigns and a lot of technical support and tips that we provide to our customers. So, that's what excites me now. And of course, to our kababayans back there,
yes,
of course, it's really about bright ideas, no? It's really about power ideas, no? for our customers, no? You will really learn a lot from all the tips and information that that your utility, you know, that Meralco shares to its customers, and I'm a testament to that, no? Because I've been there, developing the programs and actually being part of the implementation of all these education programs, and you know, the technical support, the research, and the testing, and all that work we do to provide very relevant and important information to our customers. So yeah, it's always something to look forward to, no, for for our customers, no? And makakatulong talaga really to save on energy consumption, to save on costs, and to save on our environment.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you, Engineer. Excited na rin kami regarding that energy trilemma that you mentioned, though. If we were able to balance all of those, man, it might have been a better world that we are living in, diba? So yun, Engineer Alfred, once again, thank you so much for your time. If people want to contact you, saan pwede, Engineer? In case may tanong ulit sila sa mga kuryente nila, like si Matt, no?
Okay, sa Messenger.
No. Yes. So,
Alfred Iporak. Yes. It's on Messenger. And I have IG as well. It's Reddy Keropi. REDDYKEROPI.
Yun.
So, awesome. Yun lang. I'm just maintaining, you know, Messenger and
Instagram.
Ayan. Congratulations, guys. Galing yung program nyo. Thank you very much.
Nakaka-humble. Thank you, Engineer. Ingat po kayo. Good luck sa Canada.
All right. Thank you, Matt. Thank you.
Bye, sir. Ingat po.
Bye.